didn't like the law.
Obetumi akadinti ana honami empe nyankopon mara no. Ebe to fesio.
Why?
Ebe yakwesi di omara no. Why na betumi aka? Nyankopon osma mara no se meye bibi. Nenso honama ama mara no kwan se meye dwuma. Obisa se di enti, why na betumi achi enti a honam no si mara no kwan.
Assume I like fufu very much.
Yeva se me pe fufu opa.
And you are my schoolmaster.
When I am a schoolmaster.
And you have given a law that nobody should eat fufu in there.
Now I say mara se school mo ho, obi e ngo fufu ho.
And I see you coming to my dormitory.
Na mo se oba be dia be demu no.
Will I like you?
Who is the me person?
If I have the key, won't I lock it?
We was afu ametum.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the flesh didn't want the Lord to come into our life.
Is na honam no mpese Jacob omara be ba ya bra bobo di entia.
You can answer for us.
Wan be to yi adu abaye.
My illustration should give you the key to the answer.
Mfatu ho amaye na won se bie pronounce afu ano, bie safu ano.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
The law is coming to stop the lust of the flesh.
The things
that the flesh delights in
is what
the law forbids.
And so,
when the flesh saw the law of God
coming,
he's come to stop me from
fornicating,
from lying, from stealing, from pursuing the lust that I delight in. If you come and I give you seed, then you can work. Now I will stop you. Hallelujah. And so God didn't say that because the flesh is proving stubborn and it's becoming an opposition to my law. The law is not good.
Yakoba anga say, "Se honam no waya so den, na o mema ne meti so ti amara ne ntino, emra ne yemetwam na bi."
No. That's not the way to do it. Hallelujah.
Yes, I know.
When I'm preaching this message, I always give this illustration.
Se me kasa simi am de sa din fatun we to ho.
You are consulting a road from Atonsu to Esra.
Wo yi ka kwan from Atonsu abase so.
The road is good.
Kwan na wo yi ndie ye.
The road will aid economic activity.
Kwan na be bua manwuma akoso.
That you meet a river in the way.
But
the rivers have stopped the construction. And then you stand by the river. The river has stopped my construction.
So
let's go home. Whoever do that. Hallelujah. Nobody ever do that.
Hallelujah.
And so, when God gave his law, and the law was constrained, the law couldn't work as it should have worked. Because of the
flesh.
What did God do? If you're concerned the road and the river blocks you, what do you do?
So we can acquire now go to baby and sue no away day.
You deal with the problem.
You
obey the bridge.
So
that the construction can continue. Hallelujah.
And so,
the law is good and holy and just. As part of the word of God,
he
has been tested and purified 7 times. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 12 verse
6.
So there is no defect in the law. And so what God has to do is to deal with the problem there. Deal with the obstacle. Deal with the opposition.
What
is the flesh? Hallelujah. And he did this by sending his son Jesus Christ. Not to condemn the law.
So
but to condemn the hindrance. To condemn the opposition. Hallelujah.
So
that the righteousness of the Lord
will
be fulfilled in you and me. Hallelujah. So this is there. True interpretation, logical interpretation of Romans chapter 8, verse 3 to 4.
It's way in a Roman from my eating or chichi mummy as a copy of me and such thing or chichi mummy as a copy of the air kind of in chichi mupano.
And it's not just for faith in any person at all, just not anybody.
And then any people who be aqua and then Marana Santin a bedroom
because that can't be possible. Because the ordinary person is a woman or a man of the flesh. But Christ condemns the flesh in the life of true believers. Who walk not after the flesh. But after the spirit. Because the law is a spiritual law.
If say mra na hu mu mra.
And carnality cannot keep that which is spiritual.
Na sanso na ade a eye honam no entimi nkura de eye honhom.
And so God didn't give up his law.
Nti Jacobon mra no wa na ba mu omu wo ho.
He died with the hindrance, the flesh.
Ade na na esi mra no kwa eye honam no eno oni die.
He removed the resistance.
Wo yi akwansi de no firi ho.
By sending his son.
Bra osma ne ba no.
To condemn sin in the flesh.
So we bu bone fo honam no mu.
So that with the destruction of the flesh, all God's faithful people will have freedom from bondage to God's law.
So by Abra,
from bondage to Satan's law.
Abra was saying, "When I'm no, Jacobon ma wa frewa mo. Omu nabe tuma di omu omu every bon sam no mu from the wakui Jacobon and Christ umra no mu.
To Christ's law of freedom. Hallelujah.
Wo makuko Christ ne mra ma fa hodi no mu.
And so, if you are a slave,
and you say, "Oya
to Mr. A,
ewo Mr. Ose Mr. A ase,
and you have to serve Mr. B.
Now kwa kusum Mr. B ya.
You must gain freedom from servitude to Mr. A. Hallelujah.
I won't say, would you mean for what you free Mr. A no awesome no wasi?
So you can so that you can serve a new master.
And son, I want to make a rafufu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ says those who commit sin are servants of sin. John chapter 8, verse 34.
Christ cannot you hand and parting or treat you as son.
But the spirit of life of Christ in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
So Christ Jesus mon kwa omomra no amamanya fa ho ne afri bon ne wu mra no.
He who looks at the law of liberty.
O sin odo koto hwa ajiti die mra mu no.
And the perfect law.
No he mra ten ne mu no.
And continues there.
No ten mu no.
Not being a forgetful hearer.
Na zani pa no nya tie for refufu.
He shall be blessed in his deed. Hallelujah.
He shall walk kwa yin na.
Chapter 1 verse 25.
We eye Yakubu ngumaleti ba ko chibabu
no. The law of Christ is a law of freedom.
Ndi yikiso mra no e fa ho die mra.
So the life of Christ is not hostile to God's law, but it feels at home with God's law.
And until Christo, the whole woman of Abano, and in Yakupo Murano, so on Yatan for Nemo Omeabaco.
The carnal mind is that which is hostile.
Nemo, a Honamagini, and any Christo Murano Omeatan for.
Not subject to God's law.
Our Mumber of Mosin Saint Yakupo Murano.
It cannot even
be God's law.
As Romans chapter 8, verse 7 says,
the Roman form 18 son Ekano.
The true life of Christ is compatible with the spiritual law of Christ.
Christ Jesus, na brabo no, eni Yakobo mra no, omo ekabo me ye ba ko me.
Because they are of the same element.
If we say omo nyina de kro no na de ye.
They are both spiritual. Hallelujah.
Na ye hon hon.
Galatians 5 verse 17 says, the spirit wars against the flesh.
If we say for my tinum chemodo nso ka se, honhom no ku tia honam.
And the flesh against the spirit.
Honam so ku tia honhom.
The two can never be one.
Nema we bi no omo nsia.
And so Christ has made us spiritual.
So that
we can keep the spiritual law.
And the
life of Christ is a life of holiness.
That
eschews and avoids unholiness.
And
defilement. Hallelujah. And so earlier I told you about the proverb or the saying that people who live in glass houses should not throw stones.
So if there's anything I can tell you, your baby says, I want to be there more. I want to talk about it.
1 Peter 1 verse 14 to 16.
Peter ngoma edi kan etiba akochimudu na ikopmedu no.
Say we should live the life we live formerly in our last.
Say entrance kanea na eti honam yenu yankopon ne abrabote no.
But the one who has given us new life says
that the woman yankopon foforo no you can say.
Be ye holy.
Monya kronkron.
For I am holy. Hallelujah.
Monya kronkron. Amen.
Where did we get this statement from?
Eh fana sasa me nyefri ye.
Because it is written.
If say what tre say.
Says the apostle Peter.
Say Peter can say at tre say.
Written where?
At tre no he.
Written in the Old Testament scriptures. Hallelujah.
This is a
direct statement of God taken from Leviticus 11. Leviticus 11. Where God shows people what it means to eat.
Where Yakupan Samoa, or Swafo Peter, no Oka, will you free Leviticus, Mosaka, and Tosumi and San Etidu Bakwa, or say a numb near the near Hotia idiot.
What it means to eat to stay holy as he is.
At the near OCT, a baby air crown concerning Yakupan Tero.
And those to abstain from.
And the OCT, a home free.
To avoid defilement. Hallelujah.
But now,
you should understand where I'm heading towards.
Sabri also be at Tiasifu, maybe a mekron.
The life on loan to us is a holy life.
Abraba.
And so anything that defiles has no business with that life.
And the idea be a good pahofino and it's abraba conquo de affemi and ni track.
Most of them may think that we keep God's law in order to be holy.
It don't be idea say Nyakupombra ye disona my conquo.
That is true, but I say it is partially true. I'll put holiness first.
You don't make the crocro in a bedi kind.
We are holy.
Yeah,
that is why we keep God's law.
We are
already holy.
Yeah, you're crunk,
so if you don't know, I'm telling you.
You
You are holy.
Where your crown crown?
The calling is holy.
Ofredi
the covenant is holy.
Yakobo mra
your crown crown. The fellowship is holy.
Apamle
your crown crown. Christ is holy.
Christ your crown
crown. God is holy.
Nyame your crown
crown. The Holy Spirit is holy. Hallelujah.
Yakobo your crown crown.
So you are holy.
Nti won so your crown crown.
And because you are holy.
Jesus saw your crown crown.
You must live a life of holiness.
Esa won so the crown crown ya braba na
tsa. And God will show us how.
Like Yakobo mra no ene chey kwen fa so your crown crown.
And so the quotation is from Leviticus chapter 11.
And don't you have seven or you feel Leviticus but
you
do back home.
You can read the whole, you read from verses 43 to 45. You shall not make yourself abominable with any
people.
Neither shall you make yourself unclean with them. That
you
should be defiled thereby. For I am the Lord your God.
You
shall therefore sanctify yourselves.
Into my crown.
And you shall be holy. For I am holy.
If you say me a crown crown.
Because God is holy. We must be holy.
It's just Jacob on your crown crown. They won't say your crown crown.
And so we don't keep holiness because of ourselves.
You don't even crack crown crown. You are brave. It's not any
we don't keep holiness for our own selves.
And you see, yeah, yeah, anything you crown crown.
Because somebody say, ah, if I eat anything, it's my own body.
We because ah, let me die. You don't be embarrassed. Me any pedia.
It's my own life.
Me am in. Me am brave.
If I insult anybody, it's my own
mind.
If I look at anything at all, it's my own eyes. I'm telling you that you don't own an inch of yourself. You don't own even the strand of your hair. All that thou has been declared holy. Hallelujah! And so you must become holy. And so he says, neither shall you defy yourself with any manner of creeping thing. That creeps upon the earth. For I am the Lord that brings thee out of the land of Egypt. To be your God.
You
shall therefore be holy. For I
am
holy. Hallelujah. And so we are holy because of what we have become.
And don't hear crown crown. They say anti and they say ya be yet to be a fool.
We keep God's law because we are holy.
If you say,
and so I have done another follow-up lesson to this one.
And we said this way, may I this young fool be at us?
That focuses exclusively on holiness.
I know the chini pardon si crown crown young so.
And I have titled it Christ in us is the reason why we are holy. Hallelujah!
Christ our team, and
that's the only reason we have.
Because
Christ has given us his life and has shown us how to maintain that life.
If you say Christ, or the name Kwana from ye, and watch a quiet sound, Kwanever for Sonia,
he says we should be holy as he is holy. Because the life we live is a life from him.
If you say Abraba, the TRC, if you Christ,
that life is. Unholiness, uncleanness. It can't have fellowship with uncleanness. That is why he departed from Adam and Eve. Hallelujah.
Man.
And so in the days of the prophet Ezekiel.
And until before Ezekiel,
he was taken as a captive to Babylon.
There
were three deportations from Jerusalem. Ezekiel was of the second batch.
Ezekiel not taught a fire toss me so.
And God prophesied
that
a last deportation will take place. At which Babylon, at which Jerusalem will fall.
Ah, so bend the Jerusalem be here.
And the temple will be burnt. And so the Lord told him to stage a siege, an attack of Babylon. Like a play. And so when the Lord told him, he said that because the siege will be so strong and the enemy attack will be so strong, the people can't leave the city of Jerusalem to another city to buy food.
Tinyakupo kache se, onfa dia baby ensiwo, ya anadi ebe yesu nkokura, na ekobane sa, ebe du baby no, entoko anaswa, how be sorry Jerusalem wa, ebe dinsi nifan be jani efri ono wako baby so mungo pedi ane.
And so he was told at what will happen to Jerusalem. He was told to act what will happen to Jerusalem.
And until you can say, Musa said, Basa, a day never to Jerusalem.
No, act like an actor.
And until you can say, only be Hallelujah.
Amen. And because the siege of Jerusalem, the attack on Jerusalem by the Babylon enemy will be so strong, and people can't move out in and out, there will be famine in the city.
Now, sir, I see now we you know we the church say. Said the Babylon from about Jerusalem, Crudosono, when the band to be afraid in Quebibient and Comcassi, a power about Crunum.
And so the people of Jerusalem will force to eat abominable food.
Now, Sabin Drua, it says, when you are the Indian, a Chiwadia at Jerusalem for BD.
They will be forced to eat defiled bread.
Let us have a pan and walk and Umbidi.
And so go to Ezekiel to act exactly what will happen to Jerusalem.
Yakuba catches Ezekiel, say, oh, what Pano, no one will be seen in Jerusalem for say, better baby, don't send a Jerusalem, Messiwaha.
Now, in acting out the attack on Jerusalem,
Jerusalem,
God commanded Hezekiah to eat defiled bread, abomination, to symbolize what will happen to Jerusalem.
I know they catch to Jerusalem.
Listen to what the prophet Ezekiel said.
Ezekiel
chapter 4, verse 14.
Ezekiel chapter 19,
he said, our Lord God
was out.
This is detestable. Behold, my soul has not been polluted.
Was it already? If you see a woman cry, who will feed that?
From my youth up even till now.
If you mean like Yembepim Sabri,
have I not eaten of that which dies of itself?
Mini and Namwana Bobby on one castle we eat that.
Or is torn in pieces.
And as I did be a water table,
never came there about noble flesh into my mouth.
Hallelujah.
And so he said, Lord God, I know this is at this place. But I won't eat this bread. Because I know that the moment I eat this bread, I eat this food, my soul will be defiled. Hallelujah. And the soul belongs to you. Hallelujah. Please read for us.
Therefore, Ezekiel, young man, 18:9, Chimua, you do not know. And I may say, oh, Radin Yankopon, she, me cry home to me. Na dia ato anase watiti mu mi ni bi da edifri me mofrasi bi du sese nanso na ma wuchi bi enko manu mu pen.
Hallelujah. Hundreds of years later, another holy man of God would also protest similarly. Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean.
Emfie wo ha bebere achi ere nyakopon ni pa baako ono so so de ka che nyakopon se da ewrade.
Acts chapter 10 verse 14. Christ the Holy One, whose life is our model, never ate unclean food. At least if the testimony of the Apostle Peter that he had never eaten any unclean food. As of the time God showed him the vision of unclean beasts, this, of course, included the period of his 3-year association with Christ. During which Christ never ate anyone clean. For if he had eaten same, Peter was also partaking part.
Yeah, Peter also did.
Hallelujah.
Man.
And so the Lord had shown Peter by vision. A vessel full of unclean beasts
standing from heaven.
And a voice came from heaven. Rise, kill, and eat. Then Peter was alarmed. He was shocked. Should I eat unclean meat? Not so, my Lord. No, my Lord. Maybe God was tempting me. Because God says you are holy. And so I should not defile myself with unclean meat. And then the thing was taken up.
And
a voice came.
And then be free survive.
That what God has cleansed, call no more unclean. So Peter sat up on his bed. Thinking. What could this vision mean? Doubting himself. If the command was for Peter to eat any unclean meat, Peter would have gone straight ahead. Now, get me a big pork.
So now said there is a fair dear Peter, only no more hunting beer. But then I was there. Go pok, proko gaga kababa, confound me.
Huh? Having been born as a Jew and I've been full of Christ.
Ah, you have said you in the Medea, so it is
I have been stopped from eating this fatty meat.
Preko sadie na wo ye yi me hwe afre me nyi bi da.
To succulent meat.
Ah wo a kono pa ye me nyi bi da.
I have my heart desire.
Afre dey say dey makoma pen me saka.
Those who come for God.
Omo muntu mi Jacob echi no.
When the true prophet of God is the head of the church.
Jacob oni po da asafo no ano.
They only remain in the church because of the divine protection.
Omo asafo no se Jacob oni pa da asafo no nto obenya ho
ba. But as soon as the holy man leaves.
Na Jacob oni ba ne free ho pe.
They want the next person to be last.
I feel don't pass the over the class of learning now. Obey any pound where you money.
The standard that has been set.
Say be yan say yeah I said as of mono.
Will be lowered.
I feel the better name
so. So that you can fulfill the last
of your prayer. Hallelujah. Open your obey to my.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It won't happen with us.
Yeah, dear, dear, and to your sad that.
And so Peter was doubting.
In that Peter, what did you actually mean?
Let's read. Acts chapter 10. 19.
As well for my tea. Edu no chimo aye edu nkron no na petro rodwene ni soade ho no honhom no ka kire no se hwe enipa baasa ehwe wo na sori si fem na wole wonko enye chinye na
hallelujah
amen.
Verse 17 says that when Peter saw the vision of the unclean meat coming down to him with a voice saying that he has been cleansed by God, he doubted. Ah, will God contravene his own word?
Chemu don so no se bra petro hu se and never won't see any free so by no. Now a judge is to Yankopo was a Cassimbia and then a similar Canada no, a Babu Brana.
In the days of Noah, the love of clean and unclean was revealed to him.
Noah Bresson, no one, Yankopo Chen or Mom Hotel or Mom Honti.
In the days of Moses, it was repeated and expanded.
Moses Bresson, Yankopo Chen, before us, Babe Mukra.
Jesus Christ lived a holy life.
Yes, the Abra Kunko
never defined himself with unclean.
My father Mahonti and Mom.
What does this message mean?
So
he was doubting.
It's not watching who watching you.
And then the people from Cornelius came. Looking for him.
No, I'm here, Peter.
Then the Spirit said, this is the answer.
Some
people have come. Hallelujah.
Go with them.
Doubting nothing. Doubting nothing about who?
Any dear watching you. Why watching you?
Doubting nothing about unclean meat.
So when you're a number one thing watching you.
Or doubting nothing about even animals or meat.
And I say, "Emoa hoichi ye ne menye."
Doubting nothing about those men who have come to you. Hallelujah.
If you are watching, there's any panel maba onche no onbe.
Because the vision was really not about meat at all.
It is a dying and then ye namuwa semkra.
And so in verse 28,
the chibwa diunu na
the Apostle Peter comes to fully understand.
Afei na Peter wati dying wasi
ye. The meaning of the vision. You know that it is an unlawful thing for a man, that is a Jew, to keep company.
Now catch that one. Say, "Muamu nim say you the ni ni ho kwai say or the ni ho kobo onanani."
Or come to one of another nation.
And aso ko ma fufu bi di panchen.
But God has showed me.
Na me de onyakuba atre me say
that I should not call any man.
Me fro ni pe biya say.
Am I misreading my scripture?
Masema me kan Bible me as enyakuru kure na me kan na.
God has showed me that I should not call any meat. Oh, is the correct word there?
Jacob aka say me friend na bia ana anya nam na say ho Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean.
Wasi Jacob aka kire me say me friend ni pe bia say wo mfra ana say ne honte.
When and how did God show him?
E kwa ba so ne brebe na Jacob o kire ne say mo friend ni pe bia say ne honte.
By the vision of the unclean beast. Hallelujah.
Wo hu ye fan na mo honte ye ho.
And so the unclean beast represented the Gentiles.
And until now, I want to tell my mamma from the Jew for no.
Who before Christ were considered as unclean.
I pray Christo, my new bomb, so I'm
home. Because God had no covenant with them.
Because
basically, they were not the descendants of Abraham.
But according to Abraham, I said for.
But according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 to 10,
the caves of my team in the Chibutu Baukopi and Dumi and Sana.
Those who are without God, without hope,
no money any that's all.
Not part of the covenant of God.
No money in your cup, I'm not.
Have you brought near?
Said, what do I bay?
Near where?
To which place?
Ever. To which group?
Ever. Kobe.
What near by the blood of Christ? Hallelujah.
Yes, so much.
To the family of Israel. Hallelujah.
Israel.
Because if you are in Christ, you are of the seed of Abraham.
So yeah, Christ the anwa Abraham sinning.
And hence, according to the promise.
So abe ye odi di four said the boss shall not
hear. So these were the first fruits of the Gentile conversion.
So we no any pa di kaya miyama memu fuwa omudane beye Christ of.
And the Jews had no dealings with them.
That's how brethren like Jews when ni kwa cross over kwa memu fuwanche.
Because they were considered unclean.
So no mumu sa memu fuwa omu hunting.
And so God has used something that was current.
In the next thing, Jacob used to be
that at the time of the vision was accepted by the Apostle Peter and the church. Are still unclean.
And then Jacob used to be that as one for the person who moved say hunting and no other year and his soul
to symbolically refer to the Gentiles.
Ejina ho ma Jew for amamemu fo a omo enye Jew mpo no.
And to open the door of salvation to them.
Na
odi
ebi nkwaje epro no edema wo mo.
And so, as holy people, we should not defile ourselves to unclean it.
I don't see any pakon kwene si edena mo ho nti egu ye ho fi.
God still insists that as his holy children, we should not touch the unclean thing.
Christ will catch us. See, any uncle pakon kwene for ni efi ansa nkadi a ye fi.
And it is only God who defines what is clean and what is unclean.
Na enyakopo nko anu beti ma chira dia ye kronkron ne de ho
nti. So if Christ has defined that this thing is unclean, we only have to obey.
Is the Christ so akata is dia we ho nti a dia o se ya an se be se tie.
The life is not ours, it's his.
Enkwa na abrabo no enye ya ye dia.
And he says this life does not be defiled with unclean thing.
Uti akata is abrabo na enye ye dia ne se dia dia ho nti egu ho.
And when we obey him, he says he will receive us.
And unti wakati ya sisi tie ma na obaji ye.
He will be a father to us.
Obaye yeja.
And we shall be his dear children. Hallelujah.
Enema.
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 16 to 18.
Uto fogo ma yatosu bi nuti nsia chichebu don sokopim du botwe no.
And so as possessors of the holy life of Christ.
And we see the pa in sake Christu na bra ba ye kronkron no.
We have been called upon to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh.
Wakati ya sisi wafre sisi yentwe ho firi honamo niema ma ye ho egu fi ni
nyaa. And of the spirit.
Egu e ho ho so fi no.
Perfect holiness.
Na afi yemie ya hote ya wote ni.
In the fear of God, second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1.
Kronto from my tosu bi nuti nso chi mu
ba. So it's total holiness.
Inte ya kronkron ya edibu.
Of the flesh, body holiness. Of the spirit.
Ene ho ho so.
By obeying God in the fear of his word.
Say ye ye siti ya ma yakopa asem e woni suru mu.
We shall be a holy people of God. Hallelujah.
Yakopo ni pa kronkron.
And so at the Jerusalem conference.
And unto bread, asuma for ye in shemu kese wo Jerusalem no.
The apostles.
Asuma for no.
Had met.
No musia.
To discuss a thorny issue in the church.
No mo dwendwe asem bia ehu hia ye pa beto asafo no.
This was after the Gentiles had been accepted in the church.
Bread, amamemu for so be ye Christofor no.
And some of the Pharisees had also joined the church.
Na Pharisee for so bia be ye Christofor no.
And they went to the Gentile churches.
Omoko Gentile amamemfo asafo no wa.
Telling them that you old men and young men who accepted Christ, you are still lacking.
Jabese Pharisee fo no ko baabi a amamemfo no a. Me baka se mo me ma ne ma ya amaba Christofo no. E da so aka mo ne ma mo da so ato sini e woni e ma bi.
And the thing went against the men mostly.
Na ne ma no mo kai no na me ma no pa ne tia wo mo.
You have to be circumcised again.
Mo me ma ni na mo nyinyi ni de. Nzumba baye Christofo pa ye twem nyina twetia.
Old man of 60 years.
Nkokora abonye mvie duosia.
40 years.
E di adai.
You have to circumcise them before they become Christians.
Ye twem twetia
so baye Christofo. So it was a big issue.
Na baye asem kese.
And so the matter was brought to Jerusalem.
In the only assembly to Masofo no Jerusalem.
And the apostle Peter rose up.
And when Peter saw it lie.
That we shouldn't place this burden upon them.
Say this ye di asu die we ekoto wo mo so.
And they all agreed.
Ntumu nyina ya adwen.
That the right of circumcision shouldn't be imposed upon a Gentile.
Say, amanie ye ye twete atwa no, eni se de hye amamanu fo no.
Because there's now a spiritual equivalent.
If you say na ye twete atwa no, hunhun mu dia e se no pepe.
The circumcision of the heart.
Hunhun mu twete atwa.
By which we keep God's law with sincerity for the heart. Hallelujah.
Ya ku ba mu di Yakobon ahyede so.
And so they gave a sentence.
Eni to mo ebu asem no.
Read by the presiding elder.
Ah, pedia na o ti adwa mu.
James the apostle.
Tini Yakobo smart phone.
I like the version that chapter 15 verse 28 to 29. I like that
verse. Smart phone my ti dunum chi modu no.
When you go to verse 21.
You can chi modu no ba akola.
It says something about the Sabbath keeping tradition of the Gentiles.
Now can be e the fa Jew for amamemu for no said homeda bia no mudi
homeda. Because the whole conference was about Gentile believers.
If say she mom ko eniya na fa amamemu fo amaba ya Christo fo.
And discussing the Gentile believers.
Na bra mo kan amamemu fo ho asem no.
The apostle Paul Apostle James mentioned the Sabbath.
Na suma fo Paul James wo kasa no o kan homeda no asem.
Says in every city.
Say the krobia mu.
They have in them those who read Moses.
Omo oni pa homeda bia.
Meaning the Old Testament scriptures, because the Old Testament hadn't been compiled yet.
Na apam da demo sem homeda bia mu oni pa. Omo kenkan.
And so about whom was the apostle James talking?
They are here for enana otini ana so so mafo Yakobo waka no asem.
About the Gentiles.
Na ya mamemu fo.
The Gentiles met every day, every week on the Sabbath.
Na mamemu fo ni shea homeda bia.
Because they were followers of the churches of God in Judea. Hallelujah.
Ebi se no mu di asafo Judea no anamo achi.
First Thessalonians 3:14 says, that the churches in the Gentile lands were also followers of the true mother church in Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
One Lord, one doctrine. Okay, so we are in Acts chapter 15, verse 28-29. In writing to the Gentiles, the law of holiness was not cancelled, was not repealed. It was rather enforced. They were advised to keep holiness because it was absolutely necessary. Hallelujah. So, Acts 15:28-29. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost.
Say,
not only as the apostles, but to the Holy Ghost. And to us. To lay upon you no greater burden than these things are necessary.
We need here.
Not things that are not necessary. Things of value. Which you must do. That you abstain from meat. And from blood. And from things strangled.
Any idea be a welcome we are
and from fornication,
any of your mamma
from which if ye keep yourself,
say, see, we're not as a motto free one.
Ye shall do well.
Say, in Simu,
hallelujah,
man,
hallelujah,
man.
But now many believers have rejected the doctrine of holiness.
Now, so and Christopher may bring and just say, if I come from your home, no matter,
and so do they do well?
And did your money and assume me?
They don't do well, hallelujah,
so me.
They have neglected these necessary things. But they are not just ordinary things. They are necessary things. There are things you can't do without. Because you have the life of Christ. And the life of Christ must be preserved in holiness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so what we must learn that is that holiness is not from us. We are not inherently holy. Holiness comes from God. And He declares us holy by virtue of His calling and covenant relationship with us. We have been called with a holy calling. We have been called unto holiness. 1 Thessalonians 4:7. 2 Timothy 1:9.
Exodus 19:5-6.
What is more, the blood of Jesus has also sanctified us and made us holy. He
purchased
us with his own blood. He was crucified without outside the gate of Jerusalem. So that he might sanctify us. If you confess our sins, he is righteous, He forgive us all our sins. And He cleanse us from all iniquities. Hebrews 13:12. Romans 1:5. And so we are holy people.
And then
one, by the calling.
And I'm fra afraid.
Two, by the covenant.
And I fear pamunti.
Three, by the blood. Hallelujah.
And
so what remains now is to have to stay holy. Unlike the proverbial dog that was turned to his own vomit and to the sore swine that was watched to a wallowing in the mire.
2 Peter 2:22.
And staying holy is what God's commandments are meant to teach us. Hallelujah. And so in effect, God by His commandments tells us, you are a holy people already. And so live as such. And so holiness is the underlying basis of all God's commandments. This is reflected profoundly in Deuteronomy 14:2-3.
Because
in Revelation chapter 14, the law of clean and unclean is restated. Again, with emphasis on the holy relationship between God and Spirit. So let's read Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2 to 3.
And unto yanka Deuteronomy 29 chemu mienu kopemien.
Holiness first, before the commandments. Hallelujah.
Se kronkron ye di kan ansa na mra no so di okura
ba. Because you are holy, you must live a holy life.
Isaza we ya kronkron, there also the kronkron ya bra ba the trance.
Thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord has chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself. Above all the nations thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. Hallelujah. And so when you are told not to eat unclean meat, it is coming to you because you are holy.
And then the catcher will say, many eat you are
when you are taught to keep God's commandments, it is because you are righteous already. You can't have fellowship with God without God declaring you holy. Hallelujah.
Let's
go to. Have you read? Okay, read for us.
Deuteronomy, Moses, my Tosunum, Tidu Nichimumi, and Okopemi and Sano. Now, my crown crown, you will ever radi with Yankopon. Now, when I radi, you say, ye na ho de emai asase so amen nyinaamu.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Eni echiwade bia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the reason is put ahead.
Di entia nyakopon se eni echiwade no wadi ka aka akere wansa no aka se eni echiwade.
You are holy.
Wo ye kronkron.
So you shouldn't even think about anything that's unholy.
And it is obvious that be a haunt here.
Because the moment you bring unholiness into your life, you can't be classified as a holy person.
He said, bruh, what the idea I want to hear about Abraham? We ain't even from 14 in
the
14
of you. Let's go to the New Testament. First,
the 20th
chapter 4, verse 7.
And
then to 8.
Copy
for God has not called us unto uncleanness.
Okay, not a second for my decayeti, nine chemo, son, copy and watching. Or see if we say,
but unto holiness. Hallelujah. So the moment you repent and you hear the calling of God and you respond to the calling, you are called into holiness. That very second. That very minute. The calling is a holy calling. God declares you holy. His covenant is holy. And so because he has declared you holy, he says you are holy. So do this to show that you are holy. That is all.
Please read that.
Hallelujah.
Man.
So he's stating the reason for the call to holiness. Because God dwells in you. And by that indwelt power or spirit of Christ, you have been made holy. If you despise his instruction to keep holiness, you don't despise yourself. You don't offend yourself. You offend the one who has made you holy by giving you his holy life. Hallelujah. And so we keep holiness because of what we have become. Because of God. Because of Christ. Because they have given to us their holy life. And so, because of your holy, you must do things that show us to be holy people. The same principle is found in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 24-26. But I have said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I'll give it unto you to possess it. A land that flows with milk and honey. And the Lord your God, which has separated you from other people. So, if you have been separated from other people, the life that other people live should also be separate from you. There should be a distinction between the life you live and the people from whom you have been separated.
And was sensus in yet that Abraba Ubo any Abraba, we are Siamania Kanila Ebonum.
So if somebody claims to be a believer and still lives the life of the worldly people, then he's deceiving himself.
And we'll be friend also a Gidini. Now Abraba to say we are forming young Christ no
other. And so he says I've separated from other people.
The right may you must we are seeing in our
home. You shall therefore put difference between clean beast and unclean. You shall therefore, because of your separation from.
You
shall put a difference, and you shall not make your souls abominable by beasts. Or by fowl. Or by any manner of living thing.
And now no man ya dey be ho ntie ho.
That creeps on the ground.
Aye, we are ever as so.
Which I have separated from you as unclean.
Ah, may yes you said ho ntie.
And you shall be holy unto me.
Na amanya kronkron ma me.
For I the Lord am holy.
If say me Awurade me kronkron.
And have severed you from other people that you should be mine.
Na may you be mine now say mo may me dia.
So we are God.
Ntie nyankopon.
We are Christ.
Nya Christo dia.
And they are holy. Hallelujah.
Na amanya kronkron.
So the Lord demands that as a holy people who possess his life, we should keep ourselves holy in all our conduct.
And until Christ on here says, see,
all means all.
Okay, said, ni na ni ni na.
1:15. Be holy in all
your
conduct.
Petro ma edi abraboni na.
This includes abstinence from unclean food.
Ibinense yeti offering namu ahunti.
Purifies the soul.
I go to park around for you.
So we are one in Isaiah chapter 65 verse 4.
To obey your command, Odifai Isaiah tell you see num chimu na yono.
Abominable food in our broth.
O see ma etiwade enkwai enka ye council mu.
In my verses.
E o ya de edidi mu.
And Isaiah same Isaiah chapter 66 verse 17. Warns against the eating of abominations because
Isaiah cron wa sa boy koko fa see edi etiwade nam ho.
God going to judge those who disobey his word concerning
Unyakupo bubu wa mwa, nase mwa, waka, afa.
Unclaimings.
Enamu wa hunti ya hulububu wa mate.
This subject is not exclusively devoted to the set of unclaimings.
Na asase mwedo, enye namu wa hunti ya mkwa na udi ya maa hugufi.
So we can go very deep.
Enunti ya hulububu.
First Timothy chapter 4.
Nubeba kwa iti moti yunguma edika iti na eno.
As proof that all means can be eaten.
No, they are chosen here. Nyankopo abodi enam nyina ho te wetime didi opo bia.
But that interpretation, they are saying the very opposite.
Na enso yes asem no a. Asem no make sense dey trace.
He says some will depart from the faith in the latter days.
Na enso ka asem no a. Wose e wiase e wi ebrem no, ebi matwe omu afri no kra gidi no ho.
Giving heed to seducing spirits.
No make ti ahu money in church.
And that is of devils.
And na bon samon church.
2 points here.
Esem yenu no aka na ha.
The law of clean and unclean didn't come in the latter days.
Emra efai namo hunten di hunten. Ye we are saying we bread eba.
It was given in the Garden of Eden.
Eden two men yankupo on this year.
Then to Noah.
And on the man Noah.
Didn't come in the latter days. So point one.
And on the point it can be
said. Out.
So because a chain nebi mo. Ebi mbetu omo efri nchache panuwa. Emra efai namo hunten ono. Nyame de ma Adam and Noah. Enti ye we bread eba. Enti di kaya no di chum.
Point two.
Ye tosu mienu.
Daughters of devils.
Our money to
the law of clean and unclean is not a doctrine of the devil.
And now we are telling you, the money to
the is a doctrine of the Holy God. Hallelujah. But he goes on.
But and he says,
those who follow the doctrine of the devil will forbid people from marriage.
Now, what was it?
And then from fools, which God created to be received by those who know the truth.
So let's
stop here. What is the nature and character of a false doctrine?
And to me,
does it endorse what God wants or it opposes what God wants? Does it endorse the two teachings of God or it opposes?
In
the Garden of Eden, God instituted marriage. He instituted a law which included the law of food. And so any further that didn't come from God will oppose divine ordinance.
Na se tie nyankopon mra na ebe tie de nyankopon di si wo edin
tu. And so in the latter days, the divine institution of marriage has been spoken against by the demonic powers that are using for us ministry. That same demonic power is also forbidden another ordinance of God. The ordinance of God is that there are certain foods that he has been declared holy by his word.
Yewo enuane ne nan bia onyakopon de nasem ena ate ho se eno de eye.
And so when you go to 4:5,
you can't teach mo 9 inum na.
Every creature of God is good.
Onyakopon abodi enyi na ye.
I am good as a creature of God.
Me yesi onyakopon ase
abodi. The angels are good.
Abofo on cry.
And so do you want to prove that if everything is good it must be eaten before you know that it's good?
Say bibia this is odi ansa no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is good as long as you use it for that for which it was created.
Eye, obredo a wode ye ade don tin yakopo boy.
For which it was created.
Ade tin yakopo boy.
And so the food that was specifically made by God to be eaten as food is good.
Enunti eye a na ye duane yakopo boy si ye ni no, eno na woka se eye.
And we mustn't forbid people from.
Kai ni si si ni pa kwa se duane yakopo se ye ni ni.
For they were set apart by the word of God.
O se yakopo no yi no free enie ma nyina mo te ho.
When and where?
Everybody in here.
Genesis chapter 7.
Genesis 18 song.
Go to Leviticus chapter 11.
Leviticus chapter 2.
Deuteronomy chapter 14.
Each one of the two now.
They were set apart.
And when they received
that food with thanksgiving.
Na sele ya ni ote hono ye dia se dagia.
We offer the prayer of thanks. Hallelujah.
Ede Yakobo ase wo ho a.
And so we can go into the details.
But I don't share. No mo ntia twaburu.
Is that it is permissible to eat meat sanctified by the word of God?
Di tie twa ni se. And it
shouldn't be rejected.
But
there's a big church right here.
They
forbid marriage.
And
on certain occasions,
they will
forbid the eating of all meats, whether
clean or unclean.
This doctrine is against the ordinances of God.
In
respect of marriage.
And
in respect of what? Food.
So
the two doctrines go together.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, 1
Corinthians chapter 4 tells us that it is permissible to eat foods sanctified by the word of God.
And In fact,
when God talks about food, he doesn't consider anything apart from what he was saying it is food.
The Christian Yakobo kasa duane a enya duane bia nipa ye de pese die wo nemo de ono anasem wo de akase ye duane ye die no eno ko anasem wo ka.
To give you an example, every culture has the type of food it is or likes.
Na asema wo fatu wo a asase so kwabusua ne kasa wo de obi a obi a wo na mamre ya okumu a omu duane a omu die.
Here in Ghana you may look upon plantain as food.
So ba Ghana be mo a ibiti se duane bodie fa se ye duane.
But you cross the sea and take it to maybe Japan or another country and tell them this is food. You say, is this food?
Now they have a body come and we are see baby say Japan. Like I tell them, they are saying, where are they?
You won't consider it as food. Hallelujah.
You
they also come to your culture. But you should go to their place and they will show you their food. They say, is this food?
I feel also so. Maybe I walk home or no. Almost my go for body and never show say Eduane Edi no because eh na we say Eduane Edi
something watery. I don't know what
Eduane Edi so nsuo bi basabi.
You never like it.
We are crowd cause or crowd.
So as far as God is concerned, those things identified by his word as food is what God considers to be food. Hallelujah.
Come on family here. They will flap body every time you can say and no nipa ni no no fan say Eduane.
Anything outside of it is not food to God.
Ade bi en ka ho no nyame enim na nya Eduane.
And so Christ warned the church.
The Christ of Asafo Koko.
One of seven churches in Asia.
Asafo Ahodo Osun ni o Asia mu baako.
That they should heed the doctrine of Balaam.
Se omunkotie Balaam nchechere.
Pergamos
Asafo.
Who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel?
Ah, ono na Balak yi.
To eat things sacrificed to idols. And to commit fornication. Hallelujah. And so we see that the law of clean and unclean has a place in the last book of the Bible.
And on Tihuna has said, and Namu won't see any the Hontia Marano. Bible mu enwo ma twa to kra wo di simbra wo saka ho
asa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our God changes not. He's a holy God.
He wants
his people to be holy in all their conduct.
Morally
and in what they eat.
Oh, yeah, brabo,
it's not because we are going as our bodies are not our own. They are on the sacrificial altar. Of God's praise and service. And holy living. Romans 12 verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself, your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so our bodies are the Lord's. They must be used, they must be at his service. And so the Apostle Paul was alarmed. When he found out that there was fornication in the church, the church in Corinth, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own.
Amen.
So that scripture says something very interesting about our bodies. It says that we don't own our bodies. I don't own this house. So I don't have to own this house. But it's not all things that we own that we keep. People build businesses. They own businesses. But they don't maintain those businesses. They have managers.
No,
they have stewards. Hallelujah. And so, their bodies belong to someone else. But we keep the body. We are the watchmen of God's body. Hallelujah. We are the custodians of God's body. That is why he can and will question us about how we use our bodies.
No,
you know that you are the temple of God. And
then
the Spirit of God dwells in you. If anyone defy the temple of God, shall God destroy. The temple of God is holy. Not what's holy.
Or
will be holy. Every temple of God, which is you and me. It's holy. And so when God comes to you, come to examine you, come to see whether you have taken good care of his temple. All he knows is that his temple is holy. I'll give you my car. It is in a good condition. I'm traveling for 10 days. My car is in a good condition. When I come back, I expect the car to be in good condition. Hallelujah. So the life from Christ to you is holy. So when Christ comes back to examine our lives, he wants to see holiness, 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 and holiness. And that holy temple is you. Hallelujah.
Verses 16 to 17.
And because Christ is our new life, and that life is holy. We read in 1 Corinthians 6:13-14. The body. That is the body of the Christian. It's not for fornication. But for the Lord. And the Lord for the body. And God have both raised up the Lord. Who also raised up us. By his own power. Hallelujah. The scripture makes some connection here. I want to ask another question. He says, God has raised Jesus Christ. But there will be another raising.
Now, so I can say, sorry, if you will be saved,
there will be another resurrection. Namely, us. God will raise us up.
So,
why should God bother to raise us up? And if God will raise us up, why does he have to make the connection with Christ? Hallelujah. In the light of this lesson, you should be able to answer. My questions are so cheap that. Because I show you all the clues.
My
answer should come very easily.
Please,
who can answer? God has raised up Christ. He says, He also raised us up. Why? Meanwhile, our bodies belong to Christ. You want me to say an answer, but I will say it.
Who can answer?
How to answer myself? If I answer, the answer is very simple. Our bodies belong to Christ. And Christ has been raised up. So there's a separation between the raising Christ and his body. Hallelujah!
Amen.
That body cannot be kept in the grave.
And as they say, you know, you nearly Christo free of whom, and then Nipediano and so Shadam and T. Ain't me Master Christo Nipediano, Ebeka Amenemo.
And so if God doesn't raise up our body, Christ will be incomplete.
It is a couple of years, Nipediana, Shaman, and Christo, amen.
And so because our bodies are the body of Christ,
is that the Nipediani Christo, so
our bodies must be raised up.
Also, when you need so free,
amen. Christ will have his complete life.
Hallelujah.
And so I thought that this was very easy. And so we are spiritually united with Christ. And our bodies belong to him. And so we can't possibly use our Christ owned body, the body owned by Christ, for unholy us. That is why we are one in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15 to 18. Another question is also coming up. I want you to answer.
As example for about
verse 18 says, everything that a man does is without the body. But he that committed fornication sins against his own body.
Or say, but maybe I only pay no in any pedium, not the obey my idea or you know any pedia a body.
Which body is that?
Is
it your body?
Nipediano.
Is it your body?
Nipediano.
Perfect body. The body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Man.
And so when you commit fornication, you don't sin against yourself. You sin against Christ. Hallelujah. And so this is a very serious matter.
We are someone who
that is why you must not entertain sin at all. Because as soon as we sin, don't say I'm myself. I owe my body. I owe my leg. I own every part of me, so I can use it for anything.
Your body, a man can say, "Would you pay any wow?" The administration
of Christ.
Meet him there, baby.
And so, if you misuse it, he can curse you.
And until all the year, the power, but maybe some.
And so, our bodies are on God's altar of service.
And until you pay any, the Christ will follow with you.
And you are to glorify Him with our body and spirit, both of which belong to God.
And until you say, "Did you pay any?" Who home will Christ will be
That's why the scripture says that we must love God with all our heart.
And in the Bible, can say, "Yafu yakume nina no nyankopo."
All our mind.
Yabu nina.
Because every part of us belongs to Christ.
See, you pay any PIA Christ will be
there. Mark chapter 12 verse 30.
Mark was empty dreaming which
And so at worship, our bodies are simply instruments God is using to glorify Himself.
And until you pass some more.
When we worship God, it is not a favor we do to Him. It is a duty we perform. Hallelujah! I'm a musician, so I know how to use musical instruments. When you are playing the musical instruments, it's not a favor the musical instruments is doing to you, the musician. The instrument is being used by you.
So bo twene na ne ma e de tonu no a enya twene na wo no ye bibia ma wo ne ma wo na wo de twene ne ye de ope.
So you don't go and salute the drums.
You sorry no pa uncle but go that twene na same
that. Don't salute the tie. I thank you.
Tie no go that as.
The tie is perform his duty. Hallelujah.
Tie no de o ye de juma.
For which it was meant.
Ah enu nti e ye no.
And so at worship we perform a duty.
Enu ti e ba sumo a e ya se de.
Our bodies belong to God. And we should not withhold from God what is his.
Enu nti ade a ye nyankopon de ano eni se de kame no eni pedua ne ye ne dia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why King David exclaimed in Psalm 103 verse 1.
Enu nti no he David o tie mo onwo mo hane biensa
chi ba. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
So we cry shewrade.
And all that is within me.
Na me mo ade nyina.
Bless his holy name. Hallelujah.
Di kron kron.
This was a king who worshiped God without restraint.
We ni wo hene a wodi na ho odi nyina som nyame ya bibia nsi no kwai.
And was taking, was bringing the ark of God.
Ebra odi Yakobo apomada ka no ba.
He stands before the ark of God with all his
might. Na ho odi nyina sa apomada ka ni.
His cloth departed from him. Hallelujah.
Was any home to makura pai.
But he never mind.
Let's go and follow him.
Because the body belonged to God. Hallelujah.
Ebedu ya Yakobo dia.
His maker.
Bofo no.
And so believers have been warned that those who hold their bodies for the Lord as his instruments of praise and service will be likened to an unprofitable servant who was cast into outer darkness. Today we didn't start on time. We should have closed by 12:30. So I have to add another 30 minutes. But you close. But at the same time, the lesson is something that must be enjoyed by all.
Because
Christ is our life, we must live a life of the supernatural.
It says that Christ promises us in John
chapter
14:12. Christ
says,
"I say unto you,
he that believes on me, the miraculous works that I do, shall he do. And greater works than this shall he do. Because I go unto my Father." Hallelujah. So in no area is the new life in Christ most pronounced.
If you say, any baby I Jesus Christ, na brabono, or can we hear me timu pa?
And more exciting than in the realm of the supernatural.
Some bosa che abraba ede trasia eche we are sini pedu abrabono.
Apart from the life of Christ, live in character in this. We live the miracle life of Christ too. Just before he has ascension to heaven, he said to his disciples, he said
Mark 16:17-18,
"And this sign shall follow you, that believe in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, they shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ has imparted his life to you. His miracle life to you.
What the name Kwanamao?
His supernatural life to you.
His
power to you. Hallelujah. And so don't fear the devil 1 minute.
It is trouble, some see my back, cry.
If you are lady in the middle of the night,
your
child falls sick,
Obayaria,
and there's no pastor, no elder inside, believe that the life of Christ has come to you.
Did he say yes, Christ?
Lay your hands on the sick child
and
come on the sickness to live in the name of Jesus.
And because
the word of God is true, the sickness will live. Hallelujah. Because you are no longer an ordinary person. Christ has come to you. And he has made you supernatural. These signs shall follow you. God's children are for signs and wonders in Israel.
Those
who dress on Mount Zion.
As for Radio or Tebepo Zion, so on.
Chapter 8:8. So the supernatural life lived by believers was inaugurated, was launched on the day of Pentecost, when Christ was glorified in heaven.
And until Nipaya Brabosunko, I back to more than my yellow. Pentecost, Dana, Uncle Kobay, and Honor Mudas Abrabonedi.
And the Holy Ghost fell on the church.
Uncle Kuru as a Froso.
Before Christ died on the last great day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
And son of Yesu Beu, Yesu Sokwa, first second CBA, more first chatuano.
Jesus has stood up and cried.
Christos original, Tia Muse.
If any man thirsts,
Subu has come then what?
Let him come unto me.
Omram and chain.
And drink.
Norman Nums you.
He that believes on me.
Nado Jimmy Dino.
As the scripture has said,
out
of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Water.
But that he spoke he of the Spirit. Which they that believe on him should
see.
For the Holy Ghost was not yet
given. Because
that Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah. John 7:37-38. Glorified in heaven.
The bride said, "Christ said, 'Unyam was so himemo.'
He sent forth his supernatural life.
Aswa ne onkron kwa abra ba yangu wano ba.
To you and me.
Ebrei ogune me.
And so that's what the rationale behind the law's instruction.
Enunti Christ said the other man omo, but I ane techi.
We're supposed to wait in Jerusalem.
So among change Jerusalem kromo.
For the promise of the Father.
Say Jerobo sheno.
Until his glorification in heaven.
Bride said, 'Unyam was so.'
The Spirit will descend.
So onkron kwa nube sani.
With his power. Hallelujah.
Aba omo sube.
And the church was endued with power from on high.
Asafununya to me if we throw.
The supernatural life of Christ was then assumed and possessed by them.
na hon kron kron abrabo no e bae no e ma onipadua foforo de abrabo foforo no e ba omo mu.
But this life, the believers came alive literally.
Afi abrabo we mu no e ba gidifo no afi de no masa ba enkwem e wo honam fam.
As people who have the life of Christ, our character shows that we follow the character of Christ.
Enipa ya ewo Kristo abrabo no de ye nu ye nyina ya de di sampa ye di Kristo anamoy.
But then there's another level.
Nancy ye wo subia foforo.
There's also the supernatural life.
Ye wo abrabo bi ye no de enye wiase de hu na asase su de ni bi.
That is what shows the greatest distinction.
And no de den so so ne kese pa.
Between the believer and the unbeliever.
Eto ojidi ni de onye jidi ni ntam.
Because Christ makes us alive with him in the sense of the active use of our body parts.
It says that Christ o maye ba nkomo bio se ye de ye di pedua no akwa no eye na adwuma.
Particularly our hands and our mouth.
Yes, any anointing.
In the performance of miracles, hallelujah.
See, I didn't say any language.
When an unbeliever lays his hands on the sick,
we be our own yeji. On the Saturday, we be our yaraswa.
And praise.
I want by
the name of Christ.
And we used to do baby PNC.
But when a believer lays his hands on
the sick, that hand is not an ordinary hand. Hallelujah.
It's a supernatural hand.
Yes, that's wrong.
The mouth is a supernatural mouth. Hallelujah.
Nanonya no hunu bi akwa.
The hand is not a dead hand. It's a living hand. And so, miracles and healing takes place. And so, we have learned that before Christ came, we were dead. That dead person is inactive. But once we have been made alive, then we ought to be active. As every living person is.
So,
we ought to be
active.
And so, like believers who live a dead life.
Instead of Christopher, yeah, our mother, Omoye, a woof for Abrabonatino.
And so possess inactive body parts.
No many pedient to make a kind of honor.
The body parts we have as spirit filled believers are no ordinary dead parts. Hallelujah.
In the pedia now, Matino, and this is the power more wounded.
Our body parts have been made alive.
In the pediano, it make a kind of home.
By the prayer of our mouths, miracles.
And now we are no at the bomb pie and no sentience.
By the touch of our hand, the sick are healed.
In Isaiah
5:15. We read that the shadow of the apostle Peter healed the sick.
The kind of Petro knew soon sumukurat me to the person man
in Isaiah 19:11-12.
As my phone,
Paul drove out evil spirits.
Osmafo Paul to 2 hours.
By the handkerchief used on his anointed body.
Hallelujah.
Not an ordinary body.
And you need.
So believers possess the supernatural life of Christ. Who possess the supernatural life of Christ are instruments of God's miracles.
And on the foi, omiye Christ ni pediasu nkono, omiye ni pans and chenya ngo made.
This is the life that takes us back to Eden.
We ni abrabo esade eko Eden true.
When our first parents were created in the image and likeness of God.
If
Adam had maintained his divine nature how to date,
say Adam osu su e de bo no wetime de trans say abepem na,
he would have only have had to command.
And
it will be done. Hallelujah.
This
is the same with us.
We
command Satan to leave.
We
command the devils to leave.
We command
problems and to disappear.
House.
And so when Christ was under the first time, before the descent of the Holy Spirit in its fullness, he gave them an initial installment. And he breathed upon them. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And when he received the Holy Ghost, he said, chapter 20, verse 23 says, whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them.
The brother who may go and suck us up in your crown, your hand in some patia doing to modern me, Sano. Okay, John, say.
Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Who is the only person who can forgive sins? Only God, hallelujah! But now the life of God has come to you.
Yes,
you have become supernatural. So you can do supernatural works and
deeds.
So the Holy Spirit for the believers share authority with Christ.
Casting
out demons and in the forgiveness of sins. So when Christ sent the disciples, when he was still on earth, he said, I've given you power over the devils.
Brother Christo was a small, small phone. Catch on some amount of some phone also to me.
The devils who caused this cancer will press people.
But some of the idea and she's
so
bad.
You can't have power over them.
Bravo also to me.
He the sick.
Musa idea.
Cast out devils.
To our money.
Free have received.
Moment
and freely give.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And so the authority Christ exercises with believers over the powers of the devil.
And it took me in IGD for a war, about some force or no.
It's accredited by the devils themselves.
About some force, I cried the word and said,
sometimes the devils will come to attack you.
Tell me about something about so.
When they see you, they see that you are not alone.
So, Banobo, who's a young one?
They see a wall of fire around you.
Hallelujah.
Because Christ has made his supernatural children.
Mr. Christo, why are you the person?
Flames of fire.
The man in our young mood, Jaffra.
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7.
Hebrew 40, back with Shimon Sono.
And so, in Acts chapter 19,
they are smart for you, Matidun Crow.
There were some unbelieving Jews.
Your Jew phobia, no money, I did it for.
They didn't have the life of Christ.
No money, Christ, Abraham, only be.
They only heard of him through the apostle
Paul. No more to say, as man for no boy, you
they didn't repent. They didn't forsake their sin.
They didn't accept him.
They didn't receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
But
they proceeded to utilize the power of Christ.
Yes, so almost the Jesus 2 minutes.
Without his life.
Ah, Christ, Abraham,
without his holy
authority. 2 minutes.
Without his indwelling power.
Ah, Christ, Abraham,
and I always laugh when I read that scripture. They went roundabout. They couldn't
go straight.
I told you, it was evil spirit that command you, evil spirit.
Catch the bomb money.
To leave this victim.
In
the name of the Jesus, of whom Paul speaks. So you have to mention Paul first. Before you even get to
Christ.
And the evil spirit lived upon them.
And our money sorry.
You think I'm a small boy?
So
to be just rebuked anyhow by anybody. You think Paul is an ordinary person who comes and order me about? Most probably, the evil spirit was one of those ones cast out by the apostle Paul.
Oh yeah, that's our money. Our money, our Paul, what to pay?
And has come to another person.
Now continue
to another person. So he knew Jesus. But when he saw this man mentioning Jesus, he said that the man was empty.
The problem is any person also put Jesus, you know.
He was just saying the
words.
So he replied the man.
No, he now say.
Jesus, I know.
What's the meaning of Jesus?
Paul, I know.
I'm not meaning Paul.
But who are you?
Hallelujah.
There was something about Paul.
Let me be with Paul.
So there's some silence first there.
That will be via one more so ever see me.
Jesus, I know.
Yes, me know.
And Paul, in whom Christ dwells, I know.
And upon so are Jesus to the moon.
But you, ordinary person without Christ, who are you?
Na mo money. Hallelujah.
And they live upon them.
What to say almost so?
And disgrace them.
Omukoma
and so because Christ has triumphed over the demonic powers.
Is that Christ where they are money in our
and principalities and disarmed them by his blood on the cross?
Now what do you want some more could you now say you know?
They live in fear of him. Hallelujah.
Omo money is true. Omo Jesus be an omo po. Kuro to form
at the mention of his name.
Your boy Jesus dia.
Praise above all names.
Ebu di nyina so no.
By true believers.
Who are
departed from evil?
They tremble.
James
chapter 2, verse 19.
Indeed, over the very power of oppression and misrule has Christ given us power.
No cry, money say. As our money, omutu many money omo yeno. As soon as Jesus omo yitu me.
I've given you power over the enemy.
So you
can trample upon them.
So much
and they cannot hurt you in any way. And so, as members of the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit anointed children of God manifest the different aspects of the supernatural life of Christ. In the form of healing. In prophecy. In the discernment of spirits. And in the other gifts of the spirits. 1 Corinthians 12:8-10. Some use the supernatural mouth of Christ.
Which
has become theirs. To utter words of knowledge and wisdom. And to prophesy. Others use the supernatural hands to heal the sick. And to perform miracles. So others use the supernatural eyes to see visions and revelations. Hallelujah. And to distinguish between spirits. Through the activities of God's and other people, the supernatural life of Christ is kept alive on earth.
And I'm a new man, and Cooper Nippon was as his own money, you know. Sorry, and Cooper, and a brabo, yes, wrong, no, it's me done a deal
as his holy life is also lived on earth right here. Hallelujah.
Said the honorable brabo, and a tear was as his over.
So when you read the book of Acts, we realize that the early disciples of Christ
fully and truly live the supernatural life of Christ.
Nti e kan asomafo no nyuma a, o chie me ho pefe se asomafo no, yes Christ abra ba so ko a, o de free so ba e no, enu abi no mo so de tena se.
They demonstrated this life, should understand that they were set to have turned the world upside down.
Bible chere se obu da sa Christ abra ba no dia ma e wiase ko, o mo da ni wiase ni
kutu. Became part and parcel of the life of the church.
E se chene afede na tita haba so.
As the apostle performed miracles after miracles in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
E se chene ni se chene wo Jesus di mu.
Every branch of this church should manifest the supernatural life of Christ. Because we no longer live the ordinary life. As a wonder, Philip the evangelist went to the city of
Samaria.
There was great joy.
Bible says,
because of the miracles he did.
And I'm on sanction.
Chapter 8, verse 5 to 8. And in the city of Lystra, it was extraordinary. Barnabas was described as Jupiter.
Barnabas. No more friend said or the Jupiter.
The pagan Greek word.
Not Jupiter, only a pagan Jew, a Greek for Ombosom Kesibi.
And Paul was described as Mercurius.
Now Paul also the almost friend Mercurius.
When the apostle Paul by word of command caused a lame man to leap to his feet and begin to walk. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bra Paul or Kasaye, ma bubu ni timi sorijina and one ante you know.
Astonished by the miracle they saw unfold before them.
Black road where all this almost sentinel, Barnabas and Paul,
the people lifted up their voices.
The
speech of Laconia.
Laconia, Cassam
said, something has happened. Oh,
hey, and then the VBS, you.
The gods are come down to us in the likeness. From the priest of Jupiter, hasten to make sacrifices to Paul and Barnabas.
Emma, or Bosom Paul. Confirm or come Bosom, or come for the Emma Paul and Barnabas, and I'm the Almighty.
But apostles stopped there.
And I heard Paul
saying that they had come to preach the true God. Hallelujah. Who had made them supernatural.
Chapter 14, verse 7 to 8.
Such is the manifest power and glory of the supernatural life of Christ. The unprecedented.
The
unknown.
The
glorious.
Is
what believers perform. Hallelujah. When the same apostle and Silas were cast into prison, the walls of the prison house couldn't hold them. Because of the supernatural life of Christ. When the supernatural life of Christ was awakened by prayer and praises.
Ebra Christ abraba so nko no manam pa ebo ene enyonto mi yankopa yeso Kenya no no.
There was no force that could withstand it.
To be here today, you know.
Because that power contains the resurrection power of Christ. Hallelujah.
To me the Christ Jesus so we saw you to me.
When Christ died, the scripture said that the grave couldn't hold him.
Bible Christ who you know, asamado na adamna ntimi ankura no.
And so the prison house couldn't hold the apostle Paul. The supernatural life in Christ began to shake the foundation.
And now, two men were man. If he has done in a source, I say, was
the gates were broken.
Danny, baby,
the bars were broken.
Yeah, baby,
the padlocks came apart. Hallelujah.
Credo, I'm going to turn on you.
God was powerful from on high.
Not to be free. So, this
is the power that works exceeding in us.
We need to me, I was saying, you know,
abandoning above all that we have
changed. Yeah, you know, and I see soon.
Chapter 3, verse 20.
If it's a former to me, and such chimu, you know.
So without the supernatural life of Christ, we are incomplete.
In and so
in all their activities, whenever the apostles preach the gospel, they will ask the audience or the church members, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
And until yes, as one for maybe a can send Pebbiano, Ubisamutians and Master Mojidi and Moya
and Gronko. And they will go on to administer the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ unto
them. Scriptures
sometimes says that the apostles laid their hands on the believers to receive the Holy Ghost. The truth of the matter is that the baptizer with the Holy Ghost is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He baptizes believers in the spirit with his power. And so the spiritual life of Christ is the demonstrable life.
And when Christ said Abraham was from Colonia, Abraham it means Jesus.
Of Christ,
Jesus said Abraham,
the gospel cannot be preached.
Ah, Jesus said Abraham was from Koa. Say, and on Kahua, you intimate cancer and power.
That power, you shouldn't even attempt to preach the gospel.
Is that to mean you and Kahua? You want your cross over cancer and power, baby?
Because the condition has been said that When he sends you forth to preach the gospel, he accompany you, performing signs and wonders to confirm the way.
Mr. Nansem, no account to us, so I saw a single cancer in Panoa. Or then sent any one with you, which in Washa, I said no more.
So they had to wait in the city of Jerusalem.
And then I saw a child with Jerusalem crew
until they've been doing the power from my heart.
So major to me in every
soul. The Holy Ghost comes upon you, shall receive power.
That's a common bomb. So major
to me, you shall begin to witness.
And what I said, dear dancing.
People chapter 2, verse 3 to 4.
Who formed my team, you know, you know, salvation
that was sent by the apostles throughout the whole world.
Was
witnessed by miracle signs and wonders.
Hallelujah.
And so now that we have the life of Christ in
us,